This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, news from ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association.
Hello, I'm Shirley, VK5YL, president of ALARA. ALARA have added another SCED, which happens on Tuesday evenings at 0930 UTC. Adelaide time is 7 p.m. Frequency is on the VK5 RSB repeater, 438.025 at 91.5 tone, which is on the Adelaide Link Repeaters Network. This net is accessible for all YLs from any age and wherever they may be, hence it is encouraging us YLs to use the amateur radio bands to the fullest. We are happy to take check-ins from OMs, but we ask that you be patient, please, and join us after round 3. Also, eventually, this SCED will be on Echolink. It just takes time. Thank you for listening. 33.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Sunday, our group provided the communications for the RPM Rally Sprint, which was held in the forest north-northwest of Mount Gambier. It was a case of all able-bodied members to the pumps, as this event was, almost certainly, the most labour-intensive event that we have ever been involved with. Although we only needed a handful of members to actually use their radios to keep track of competitors, most were there to ensure that the course remained safe by keeping the many road closure points secure. If any spectators or unauthorised vehicles entered the course by breaching a road closure, it could have ended in disaster, as the competitor speeds were up around 160 km an hour on some of the longer straight sections. The course itself comprised two sections, with the day starting with competitors on the long course. After a lunch break, they used the shorter course. Three laps of each were completed by most of the field, with a couple of cars not being able to complete the full day. With a field of, initially, 12 cars, those members with radios managed to keep James, VK3JBM, in race control rather busy, as was Jack, VK5EBA, on the start line. The timekeepers did a great job all day, and the event finished on time at about 3:30 p.m, at which time trophy presentations took place. Once again, our contribution worked out very well. Communications were carried out in a concise and efficient manner, and officials at race control pretty much knew the position of any car on the course at any given time. Recovery operations were minimal, with only one car having to be towed back to the pits for the entire event. We thank Peter, VK5BE, for the enormous amount of effort and time that he put into organising our participation while liaising with the event officials. Thank you also to Club President Nick, VK5NJS, who towed the club trailer out to the site on Saturday and camped a night in it. A big thank you also to those members who offered their time to come along and help. Without them, the event would not have gone ahead. With the completion of this event, we can now turn our attention to getting on with some of the unfinished projects we have on our list. Our next big event is the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb in mid-November, and so we have a bit of time to crack on with things. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. And the really big news is that yesterday's meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall was the last one to be held there. We are required to move to the new hall at 144 Smart Road by the end of this month. That now means that the first meeting at the Smart Road Clubhouse will be on Friday the 10th of July 2026, when we will be given a lecture by the manager of Electric Bug, Mr. Anthony Chan. And now this means also that the AGM will be held at the Smart Road Hall. The starting time will be at 2:30 p.m. Entry has a cover charge of $5 per head, and you're requested to bring along some sweets to share. Also, you may bring along some of your favourite beverages, but tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Now, Sir Lunchalot is really excited with the kitchen in the new meeting hall, as it's very much bigger than the one at the old hall. And speaking of Sir Lunchalot, he's out and about looking for a fifth Friday lunch venue for July. And don't forget, at 3:30 p.m. today, tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz for the next amateur technical segment, which today is all about the development of electron valves. And there'll be a call back afterwards, so come up and give your opinions of the talk. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Weissen SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam, VK5 Golf Alpha for Weissen South Australia. The next major event for Weissen SA is the annual general meeting being held on Saturday 25th of July at 10:45 a.m. at the Scouts Australia Adventurous Activity Centre, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. All current members should have received an email with all the information about the AGM. If you haven't, please check your spam folder or contact the Weissen SA Secretary ASAP. Prior to the AGM, SA Poll Traffic Marshal Training will be conducted for current Weissen SA members, which will commence at 9:30 a.m. with doors opening at 8:45 a.m. More information will be emailed out for what will be required for this meeting. Upcoming events calendar. 5th of July, Weissen SA monthly radio net on the VK5 link repeater network starting at 8 p.m. 25th of July, SA Poll Traffic Marshal Training, then followed by the AGM, all being held at Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. 29th of August, Barossa Rally. This includes 7 day stages and 3 night stages. Please check your calendar to see if you can volunteer. For the link to the volunteering, go to vk5.au forum or Weissen SA Facebook. 16th, 17th and 18th of October, Adelaide Rally. To volunteer for this rally, go to www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers and scroll down the page and complete the form. If you are interested in becoming a member of Weissen SA, please contact the Secretary on secretary@sa.weissen.org.au. As per normal, this information will be posted on the Weissen SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum with all the hyperlinks if you are able to volunteer for any of the rallies. Cheers from Adam of VK5 Golf Alpha on behalf of Weissen South Australia.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman with some news and notes from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next tech session on Saturday the 4th of July at 10 o'clock will be a talk by Jeremy Hamlin regarding the development of SDR radios over recent years. Just about every manufacturer is moving towards this style of radio, and they are now the go-to radio for many amateurs. Jeremy lectures at the Flinders University, is a consultant in the defence sector, and is one of the conveners for the forthcoming Adelaide SDR conference in September. Last weekend, the training group was out at the new Air Cadet headquarters, where 11 students qualified for their foundation licences. This brand new facility for all services was ideal, and it was hoped that we might conduct classes for the Army and Navy cadets in the future. Thanks for tuning in. Keep the soldering irons hot and the antennas high. 73 from AHARS.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's Amateur Radio Experimenters Group news. First up, some news from the Project Horus High Altitude Balloon Group within AREG. We're flying a small experimental payload this morning from our launch site in Mount Barker. Launch time is planned for 10 a.m. On this flight, we'll be running a mesh core experimental repeater provided by Liam VK5ALG, as well as two telemetry beacons on 70 centimetres. Should be noted that the mesh core repeater will be using different settings than normal, with the configuration being adapted for long-distance balloon flight. With luck, we might temporarily be able to provide a link as far as Victoria. Full details on this experiment and the other tracking activities for this flight are available on our website, www.areg.org.au. Next up, some more repeater system news. The Summertown repeater will be off air for a few hours on Tuesday afternoon, while our repeater team do a transmitter transplant on both the 2-meter and 70-centimeter systems. The link backbone should continue unaffected, but the access channels will be unavailable during this time. We're putting in some new heavy-duty transmitters that should be able to cope with the duty cycle of the link system. Meanwhile, VK5RMB Murray Bridge is back on the network with some improvements to its receivers, and is continually being monitored as we work through the other solutions to solve the interference issues we've been seeing at the Murray Bridge repeater site. Now, for the fox hunters, a reminder that the next Adelaide fox hunt is planned to take place on Saturday, July the 4th, starting at 2 p.m. The hunts this month will take place in the North Parklands, just off Lefevre Terrace, on the northern edge of North Adelaide. We will have a 6-transmitter hidden beacon foot hunt available for people to come and try, which will be followed by a vehicle-based hunt across Adelaide. On-air liaison with the event organisers will be via the Summertown 70-centimetre repeater on 439.9. If you've never tried fox hunting before, come on down. We have loan equipment for beginners, and we'll be happy to show you how to get started. Full details will be on the AREG website. Finally this week, advance notice that the next general meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held on Friday, July the 17th. This month, we have Ivan VK5RS coming to talk to us about how he got started designing and building his own printed circuit boards, including some of the projects he's been working on, such as a multi-port RF switching system. The meeting will be held at our usual venue, the Fulham Community Centre, on Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Visitors, as always, are most welcome, and we'd love to see you there. So come on down and meet the members of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. That's all for me this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, radio is magic. 73 is from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.